freaked out. Almost died. It was almost a homicide that you caused, cause I was so traumatized. Felt like I was in for a long bus ride. I'd rather die than you got by my side. Can't count how many times I'm out of the clock. Go to my room, turn the radio on, and I talk to Bonnie and Clyde. No, Bonnie inside, you rejected the tie. Felt like my whole relationship with you was a lie. It was you and I, ride it out, think it was ride or die. Cause if you could've took my life, you would've. It's like you put a knife in my chest and pushed it right through to the other side of my back and stuck a spike too. Should've put up more of a fight, but I couldn't at the time. No one could hurt me like you could've. Take you back now, what's the likelihood of that? Fight, bitch, chewing a 19-footer. But this morning I finally stood up, held my chin up, finally showed a sign of life in me for the first time since you left and left me with nothing but shattered dreams of a life we could've had and we could've been. But I'm breaking out of this slump I'm in, pulling myself out of the dumps once again. I'm getting up once and for all, fuck this shit. I'ma be late for the pity party, but you're never gonna beat me to the fucking punch again. Took it on the chin like a chance, it'll lump me in with them jumpy ends. I'm done being your punching bag.